Past God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days he has spoken to us through the Son. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Merry Christmas. Please pray for me that I may preach to you. About 15 years ago, I was having a conversation with a fellow, and the fellow, he was not Catholic, but anyway, we were having a conversation, and as a sort of an authority, I quoted St. Monica. And his response was, "She was a woman." Oh my gosh. I mean, to this day, when I think of that, I find it hard to believe that he could dismiss someone like that. She's a woman. What she said, wow. That's horrible. Anyway, now, this guy happened to not be Catholic, but quite frankly, we all know that there are Catholics who do not practice the faith very well, right? But what we have in the treasury of the church is, you know, there are barely words to describe it. Awesome, wonderful, marvelous, fabulous. I remember Paul asked me once a long time ago, why is New Year's Day a holy day? Well, it's not that it's New Year's Day. It happens to be New Year's Day. But it's a holy day because it's the eighth day in the octave of Christmas. There's an octave of Easter too, but we don't notice that so much because Easter is always on a Sunday. Oh yeah, so the octave is two. So this octave is the other one that's left that's different. Today we celebrate, though, Mary as the Mother of God, because that's what she is. And that's fantastic and wonderful. And we should rejoice in that. One of us, and as it turns out, our sister, is the Mother of God. Jesus is, of course, unique because, as we say in the Creed, he's begotten, not created. Right? So no creature can be classed as an equal with the incarnate Word. But the most exalted of all creation is a woman, is Mary. And we honor her, and we respect her, and we give her special veneration. Because God did. because he chose her and looked upon her with such favor and such magnificence and such grace and blessing that, as she herself will say, but inspired by the Holy Spirit, all generations will call me blessed. And we might add, and absolutely rightly so, because God called her blessed. That's phenomenal. I said a little bit ago, not all Catholics live up to what we teach. And that's true. But it's good for us to know that and to understand that and to understand that when we really do practice the ways of the faith, there is no equal. There is no comparison. Not just Mary, but all women. We hold as special creatures of God and wonderful. Why? Because they are. We men are too, but differently. But I mean, it is, after all, only women who can give birth to new persons. That's phenomenal. And again, the most exalted of all creation, that includes the angels, is a woman, is Mary. And if even that one simple truth, if we would all learn that and grasp it and live it fully, we would change the world.